Hi, welcome to another episode of the Boat Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about a book titled I Almost Ruined My Marriage, written by Pastor Eno Jerry. She's the wife of the popular pastor Jerry Eze. He's the pastor who coined the word, what God cannot do does not exist, and is the one who usually have that morning prayer that CNN even interviewed him recently, because the prayer platform on YouTube is one of the highest that ranked the most. So she wrote a book and titled it, I Almost Ruined My Marriage. Now, in my opinion, I feel that she ruined her marriage. Now, I'm going to tell you why. She was a professional nag. She was a constant nag, always nagging her husband, always abusing, disrespectful. At the point where they got married initially, she had flaws, but she didn't see it as flaws. Her husband tried to correct her several times, but she just kept on nagging. You know, she's the type of person that said, oh, this is the way I am. I cannot change for anybody. You have to accept me this way. How I am, I cannot change for anything. On the other hand, her husband was the direct opposite of. He was gentle, raised by good parents, you know, was a prayer warrior even before they got married. Praying, he was a violent or always nagging kind of person, just the direct opposite of who she is. Now, the problem started because she grew up in an environment that condoned fights, quarrel, and instead of people to correct her, they always yelled at her, oh, she's a strong woman, you know, you should be a lawyer, you know, that she's a good person, blah blah blah. You know, they were just ailing the flaws that she had. She was a product of the environment where she grew up, and her parents also did not help matters. I think she saw her parents fight all the time, so it didn't help matters. That was the way she grew up. So she grew up with the mindset that anything she must settle, she would settle with fight or argument. She went into marriage with that fighting mindset, and everything for her was fight. To communicate, she would fight. To resolve issues, she would fight. She would raise her voice, she would argue. Temper was also a problem. She was always disrespectful to her husband. And the thing is, marriage did not change her. Marriage will not change anybody. It only made things worse, because her husband was constantly getting frustrated. He will retreat and become quiet. I see marriage as a place where everything about you will be exposed. Your real self will come out. She said it in her book that your real character will be shown. So that's just what marriage will expose you, you know. And there was this incident that happened. A week after their wedding, her husband had to travel to Abuja. So he left her in the hotel room, and he did not call her throughout the day to check up on her or anything. Before the husband came back, she was already angry, boiling. She was already thinking of how to address the situation in anger and everything. When the man got back to the hotel room, she nagged, she shouted at him for not checking up on her. You know, the husband got tired, he grew quiet, and he started crying. I guess at this point, that's when the man realized the kind of woman he got married to. There were times she shouted at her husband in front of people, she disrespected him in front of people. She did not care that, okay, people were there. And for this is the kind of man who was, even before they got married, he was a pastor. But she said something profound that I'll read to you, that your spouse keeps quiet today, keeps quiet tomorrow, does not mean that he or she will be silent forever. The day your spouse decides to react, you will wonder what just hits you. She changed. So how did she change? Her husband, the same man that she was always nagging to and all that, he was the one who helped her to change. And God, her husband started teaching her how to respond, how to speak to people, how to behave outside. He taught her how to handle her emotions. She was really willing to change. Yes, it got to that point where she wanted to change. But for two reasons, because she wanted to please God and because of her husband. She didn't want people to see her as that woman who had a short fuse. You know, she wanted to change because she loved God. She was really born again, you know. She loved God and she just wanted to change because of God and because of her husband. Her husband was really patient. And for a popular couple like that, it is easy for people to say, oh, they have it all put together, everything is rosy and all that, not knowing what they are going through in their marriage. So this is why I don't feel like anybody's marriage should be the standard. Anybody's marriage be the standard, because you don't know what they are going through in their own home. And other things that happen is that sometimes change can be a long process. In fact, change is a long process, not that it can be a long process. It was as if she was always meeting people that annoyed her. Each time she decides that she's not going to get angry. She would meet people that will annoy her, and then she will go back to the starting point, get angry and start all over again, feel bad about it, and then everything will just like crash. And to spouses who have partners that have issues like that in their marriage, she gave some advice. She said, your support could be all that will change every situation. Your spouse also needs to be better. You need to support your spouse in prayer. Be patient, because really, Pastor Jerry was patient. In fact, I like to tag it that, you know, that long suffering that the Bible talked about, that is exactly what he went through. It was long suffering, you know, but at the end of the day, he still helped his wife. After all, he's his wife. The man was just generally patient. In summary, marriage is a place where you need to fulfill God's purpose. So one of the things that also helped her to change was because she wanted to fulfill God's purpose for her life. And anger was an hindrance, so she had to get rid of it. With support of her husband, with prayers, she was able to change. And now their marriage is a testimony, because she can look back and be a voice to all those that are going through that kind of situation. She can encourage them. She can say, oh, I've been through this situation before, and I know that you can come out of it. She's now a light that can speak. And that is why she can even write this book. Assuming she did not change, of course, we won't hear anything about them. We won't, they would have probably divorced. Because I remember that recently, Pastor Jerry was in an interview where he said that their marriage was about to collapse. It was that bad. But then I hope you've learned one or two things, podcast. And I know that by the grace of God, you are blessed and you have learned a lot. Till the next time I come your way again on the Boot Podcast, my name is Oluwatosin Boye.